Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, good evening. This is Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, or Elder Suzanne. Then I'm your host for this evening. Elder John Clay will be joining us online, but I'm going to be your lead this evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Miles, is the sound clear at your end? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So all things are in order, and we're going to begin our service this evening. It is 7:05, and it's on a Wednesday evening, and that's time for new beginnings. We sing the song New Beginnings, that they're not just for the young, they're for all of us. And that's what our Lord gives us. He gives us new beginnings every day, a second chance, or I should say a third, fourth, another chance to get it right every single day. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We welcome you here. If you're new to our blog broadcast, let me tell you, you can join us by phone or on Zoom. I'm going to give you that number. We have a lot of first-time callers and numbers that I don't recognize, and we have some of our committed brothers and sisters that come, that are with us very often every week. I want you to know that our call-in number is 347-237-4054. If you want to join by Zoom, the number is, the meeting ID number is 505-563-6808. Okay, so those are our numbers. Tonight we have with us Minister Edna Herman, and she's one of our New Beginnings favorites. Her title tonight is Inside, Outside, Jesus Came, A Rescue Story. She's coming from the text, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, before I turn the mic over to Minister Edna Herman, I'd like to pray. Or, you know what, Pastor Miles, do you want to pray, or you want me to? Okay, Father God, I praise your name, dear Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for this evening, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the fellowship, Father God, for the teaching that's going to go forth, Father God, for the study that has gone into preparing for this evening, Father God. I thank you so much for it. We eagerly wait, Father God, to hear the word from your faithful servant, Father God, that you have prepared her for, that you've given her, Father God, and we know that she's worthy and well, well read and ready. We praise your name and we thank you, dear Lord. As we're here, Father God, in prayer, Father God, we lift up those, Father God, that are in need of healing. We lift up those who are on our prayer list, just to name a few, Diane, Leah, Dwayne, and Norman. Sandy, Alicia, Bill, Annetta, Lisa, Paula. Father God, we lift up all those that whose names we've called out, Father God, those who are on our hearts, Father God, that whose names were not called out, those who've asked for prayer, Father God, those who are part of our ministry, Father God, part of our calls every weekend, those who are extensions of those folks that are on our calls, Father God, their households, dear Lord. We ask for healing, Father God, in their physical bodies, Father God. We ask for healing, Father God, of relationships, dear Lord, where there's been breaches in relationships and brokenness in families, Father God, that there be healing there as well, Father God. For healing, Father God, where there is dis-ease and disgruntledness, Father God, on the job and with our neighbors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God. We ask for healing, Father God, of our finances, dear Lord, and help us, Father God, to be careful with how we spend the resources that you've so blessed us with, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the roof over our head. We thank you, Father God, for the
clothing on our backs, Father God, for the food on our table, Father God, for cupboards, Father God, for our transportation, Father God, for a job to go to, Father God, for a job, Father God, that pays us a livable wage, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, and we think about all that we have to be grateful for, Father God, from the most minute thing to those great big things, Father God. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming miracle, Father God, for the little things as well, those things, Father God, that sometimes we take for granted, that we should not take for granted, because all comes from you, dear Lord. Help us, Father God, to be grateful, to express our gratitude, Father God. Help us, Father God, to look to you, Father God, as our source of help, our source of supply, Father God. Help us, Father God, to walk circumspectly, dear Lord, and to be good stewards and representatives of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, Father God, we praise you and we thank you. Father, we just lift up our sister Edna Herman right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that she has to bring forth, Father God. And as I give her the mic, Father God, turn everything over to her, Father God. Please know that this meeting, Father God, this gathering on Zoom and on the radio, Father God, is Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the conductor. Lead us in Jesus' name. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne. It is so good to be online again. I give God glory, and I thank you for the opportunity, you and Dr. John, for the opportunity of coming on again. First time I'm on Zoom, maybe the second time, but I thank God for technology. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Right. Are we okay on blog? We can hear good on blog? Okay, good, amen. Good. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm ready. Got my ink pen ready and everything.
Oh, my God. Well, like I said, I thank God for you and Elder John and everyone on the line that's coming to hear what thus says the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one on the line. So without further ado, I just want to say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm a little bit under the weather, you know, speaking through my nose and everything, but you pray for me. Pray for me as I continue to pray for each and every one. So I'm going to open up in prayer right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you today. We thank you for a day we've never seen before, dear God. We thank you that you kissed us with the breath of life once again, dear God. We give you praise and glory because you know our uprising and our sitting down, the end at the beginning, dear God. Lord, we thank you for this season that we're in, but every season is your season, dear God. And we thank you today for what you're doing for life and health and strength in you, because it's in you we live and move and have our being. So we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this line. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for each and every soul that's in the house of New Beginning Bible Study. We give you glory and we give you praise. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I don't want to leave out my my pastor, Pastor Dawn, overseer Pastor Dawn Nixon. He gave me the opportunity to come once again to the line. And I thank God for her and each and every one. Amen. We're going to get right into it. I just want to, y'all bear with me. I just want to give you a little something before we continue. But tonight, I'd like to share with you. And if you will, let me capture your imagination and paint you a picture of a meeting of minds with a board of directors, the board of directors. Now, in a company, a board is usually made up of 7 to 12 members, or sometimes as many as 4, or as many as 3. But this meeting of board of directors will be talking about tonight is a majority of 3. majority of three wins, hands down. And we're going to say hands up because our hands go up when we praise the Lord. On this board, there is no squabbling, no division, where someone, if there is a tie in the boat, so to speak, there's no tiebreaker on this board. There's no bidding for control of power in decision-making. Yes, Lord. Unlike in our human society we live in schools, towns, states, governments, or even in our families. This board is a deciding power board. They are in unison. Unison meaning in everything that they do, they're in unison. Unison means this. Coming from the Latin, one sound, although this refers to music, but for you, for us tonight, and always, it is three in one, the three in one. Y'all just bear with me. I'm going to get there. Just bear with me. I want a voice to one sound, one power, one authority, God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, one power, three in one. And as they are, so are we supposed to be in the body of Christ, having the same mind, being on the same accord. You know, we're to be examples. Now, there are many functions in one body, but in this, we're talking about three in one, different functioning characteristics. But one, knowing the functioning place of each other. Jesus himself said in John 17, "And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before world exists."
Mm-hmm.
In the first part of his highly priestly prayer, Jesus said, and he asked the Father to glorify him now that the hour had came for his death. All right, one body functioning. Ephesians 4:4-6 says this. I'm going to get there, y'all. Y'all bear with me. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope, calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. Mm-hmm. And here, I want to put a little this in here. Love. Because it was love that got this board of eternity to discuss the saving grace of all mankind in the earth. This board, they had to get together to save mankind. But you know what I like about this board? This board had the best interest, our best interest at heart. They had our best interest at heart, not like the world. The world is scraping. They're like crabs in a barrel. I'm telling you, beckoning for power, the tug of war for power. You know what? That old cliche, remember that old cliche? Every man for himself and God for his own. What is that? Every man for himself. God don't even work like that. And every man for himself and God for us all. Crazy. That sounds like a bed bug looking for a meal. We're talking about one image. We're talking about God. We're talking about, we remember how Cain, when God asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" What did he say? Am I my brother's keeper? And I say to us today, yes, we are. We are our brother's keeper. We're to watch as well as pray.
Amen.
We are our brother's keeper. From the beginning, I'm going to get there, y'all, bear it. From the beginning, our brother Savior, the Word, became flesh and rescued us. So I'm going to get into it. John 1:1-5 says, in the beginning, that's where we're going, in the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and with him was nothing with life. And the light was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So here we are in John. We'll dissect it, but here we are in John, where it all started, where it all began. The depth of the union of three in one. They got together, yo. They got together. And just like in Genesis 1 and 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, in our own image. After our own likeness, after our likeness, side majority for an outside manifestation. An inside majority for an outside manifestation. Manifestation. So we're going to continue to go. So the board of directors met and said amongst themselves, they didn't have to go nowhere else. It was all about the power that they had. They sat among themselves and decided, for the sake of souls of man, God the Father sent God the Son to the earth in a rescue mission. It was a rescue mission. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit, the Son of God, was transformed, taking on the human flesh suit, taking on the human flesh suit, so he could redeem and set the captives free in the earth. Free, y'all, free. And through that power of the Holy Ghost, who filled the Virgin Mary with his Spirit and placed the Word, Jesus, in her to carry and nourish and for him to grow. The treasure in her earthen vessel now was growing with an earthen vessel himself.
Amen.
An earthen vessel himself. Luke 1, 30 and 31 says this. You know the story. You can read it for yourselves when you have time. But that was a miracle of the Holy Ghost placing Jesus in a virgin, and that virgin gave birth to a miracle above all miracles.
Amen.
Eternity's board of directors making the directive decision in sending Jesus. Since we're in the season, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus in every season, in season and out of season, we're talking about Jesus. And now Jesus, Spirit in the earth, is legal to fulfill what he was sent to do. He is legal. He's legal to be sent for what he can do. Representing the Father's, his will be done. From heaven into the earth, his will be done. Because now the Spirit has a body. Sidebar. For your information, and you probably already know this, but anything in this earth that does not have a body that's a spirit, it's illegal. It cannot be. That God already said, it cannot be. That was the stipulation. That cannot be. Every spirit has to have a body. Has to have a body for it to function like it should. It's a must. Having a body to dwell in is legal. It's illegal. I'm going to back up. Having a body is legal to dwell in. But if there's a spirit going around and whatnot, it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal. If you go to someone, if you think about going to a soothsayer, I know y'all know to think about that. Or, and what is the soothsayer in question? It's one that foresees the future, sees one's life. That's a no-no. Gifts and callings are without repentance.
That's
yes,
right.
They are. God never gives and takes back.
That's right.
So they're working on that gift, but they're not working it for the kingdom. Hallelujah. God doesn't give, like I said, and take back. The gift is there, but it when it's in the hands of a wrong spirit, and if not used for the kingdom, it's no good. It's like operating in death. Or if someone goes to a spiritualist, and I know that sounds pretty good. Spiritualist, oh, he must be spiritual. Yeah, right. Sounds good. Spirit, as being the compound, spiritualist is a person who believes that the spirits of the dead, can communicate with the living. No.
Mm-mm.
No. First of all, the last thing I read was for future, senior future, was Jeremiah 29:11, when he says, this is God saying, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said of the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Only God can do that, because he knows the beginning, the end. Then we'll read in Luke 16, and when you have a chance, and it says, and besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf. Those are the ones that think that they can speak to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to the dead and communicate with the dead and tell you that person, your auntie or your papa or whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
is the one that is covering you or being that angel. The angel from the spirit, angel of darkness, we ain't going there. But it's a no-no. Because you remember the story of Lazarus and the rich man? How the rich man wanted, when he died, he wanted Lazarus to just dip his finger because he was in the bosom of Abraham. He wanted to dip his finger and just so he could get a little refreshing, a little bit of water. But he couldn't because it was a big gulf. Now, when people aren't saved, there's a big gulf. If you haven't turned your life over to Christ, there's a big gulf. But we're talking about in the beginning. This is all in the beginning, y'all. This is Christ in the beginning. This is Christ in everything that we say and do, everything that we, how we move, how we live. Hallelujah. We are free. So we're saying, why the word? That's the word. The word came. And the word came from the inside. From the inside. Meaning that if anything happens, everything happens from the inside. Everything is from the inside and manifested on the outside. No different than our minds will dictate, which is in the inside, our minds will dictate our bodies. And we will react personally, inside job, or outwardly towards someone, whether it be good or bad. It happens from the inside. That's why it's important for us to read Jesus,
mm-hmm.
to read the word. That's why it's important for us to continuously be filled and washed, get the junk out of our minds, bodies, and spirits, if you will. I heard Pastor Lorenzo Maddox teach this on a line. He talked about the leftovers. There are so many people with unforgiveness, leftovers. There's so many people in the world have been hurt by one or many people, and it keeps playing over in their mind. Those are leftovers. Leftovers will cause you to act in a way that's not seemingly to God. It's not good for you, and it's not good for the individual that you might be talking to or having some kind of conversation with. A leftover is like having leftovers in your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. There's so many things in there. You know, at the end of the week, we always clean out our refrigerator. And what's not needed is thrown out. So what's not needed in your minds and spirits should be thrown out.
Amen.
And you can't do it everything by yourself.
Amen.
You got to ask God to give Jesus up. You got to let him come into your life. Say, Lord, please help me. I want to feel this way. I don't want to have this hindrance because unforgiveness is a hindering thing. Unforgiveness or what? It's a hindering thing. There is no growth in that. So what we have to do is ask the Lord to come in and help us, save us, deliver us from whatever we need deliverance from. Don't stay with me. To God be the glory.
Preach.
To God be the glory. I thank God for Jesus coming to unclog my, to clean us out, clean us up. You know, beginning, yes, it was in the beginning. I'm glad that God sent his son for us. Because if it's back, his son did not come, where would we be? I'll talk about me. Where would I be? I want to go back to the inside out. My niece, Shalisha, she's in rehab again. Keep her in prayer, please. This is a third time in rehab, and a fourth time. And when she was here before she went into rehab, it seemed like she was trying everything, every way on the outside. And I shared with her, Shalisha, it's not going to change until the inside changes. Your mind, your spirit. I'm listening, Auntie. Keep her in prayer. I'm listening. But what it is everything on the inside, that's one out. That drug addiction that she's in, what she has to go through, and this, that, and the other. Pray for her. Feel bad for her. Not just her. We know others that's dealing with, it don't have to be drugs. It could be alcohol. It could be too many cigarettes. It could be whatever it is. Overeating, anything.
Oh, that's right.
Because I overeat sometimes.
Let's
just say, we need help. We can't do it by ourselves. To God be the glory. And I'm going to say this. What unforgiveness does, this is truth to power, y'all. What it does, it starts breaking us down. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Yes, it does. It affects everything. It affects us where we are now an infection. If we don't get it, if we don't allow God to come in and take it, allow the Lord to come in and take it, our atmosphere, it will cause our atmosphere in our bodies, minds, and spirit to change. I want to read this. The devil is a liar. He comes to steal, rob, and destroy. John 10:10 says, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. There is no abundance in being stagnant. There's nothing. The inactive, no growth position. Just like God is 3-in-1, Creator, Christ, Holy Spirit, you were created as the 3-part mind, spirit. If we don't generally clean out, generally lay before the Lord to clean out our temples, and just like the refrigerator that holds everything, if we don't allow God to clean up our emotions from A to Z, we will eventually, like I said before, break down. And we need these vehicles, which is our flesh temple, to carry out God's mission, the Lord's mission. It's not on the outside as much as it affects us on the inside, because everything that is created for us came from the inside out. It came from the eternal to the internal, to the internal. boards of directors. They are the board. They are the board that's looking at us, affecting everything concerning you, given everything that pertains to life and godliness. You know, sometimes we can just, gives us a twist and a turn. It's topsy-turvy. You know, like I'll say this in July. I was in my birthday month, July. First of July, I was in the hospital. In the hospital with blood clots in my lungs, blood clot in my leg. I was in there for, I should have been in there long, but 3 days. Came out with oxygen. Had to see a nurse and everything. I'm just talking about the twists and turns of life. But to God be the glory, I'm still here. To God be the glory, you're still here. I know I just went off into a tangent. But to God be the glory, because he's not only perfecting everything, but he sees everything, okay. Even the things we can't see. We might know this and that and the other that's going on in our life, in our life and in our bodies. But I always pray this. I said, Lord, I'm praying for the things I know, and I'm praying for the things I don't know that's going on, that you see that's going on. So with that, it's a divine power. 2 Peter 1:3-4 says, according to as his divine power has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us, you, to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. His promises are yea and amen. His promises, by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Remember this as I'm closing, but God is the Alpha and Omega. Had you always in his mind, so much so that they got together in that board of directors meeting and saw you through the time, through the generation, saw you and said, let's go down and do something. And that's what they did. Jesus came from the inside of God, because you heard what I said. Heard what I said in the beginning. Let me go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Jesus was there, and the Word was God. He is God the Son. The same was in the beginning with God. He was, and he is, and he will always be right there on a mission just for each and every one. This is the season. This is the season, and many seasons, again and again, this we acknowledge, even though when Christmas is gone, and just like when the resurrection time is gone, it fades away in the people's mind. But we who believe God, who believe Christ, and always will walk therein in him and his power, will always remember that and give thanks for God sending his Son, his only begotten Son, transformed from Word into the flesh, Jesus, into a flesh that has knows every infirmity that we bear. He knows everything that you're going through, y'all. Everything that you bear, when it seems like you can't get through this or your back is against the wall, we know the cushion is goodness and mercy follows us. That's the cushion. Those are the twins. They cushion us. And then as we press forward, he says, I know the thoughts and plans that I have. So just move on in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Jesus, in relationship, he came as a rescue for us, where he has saved us, not only from ourselves, but from the darkness of death and the grave and hell. He redeemed us. Now, if he's a redemptor. Redeemer. If we accept him, he's a Redeemer. And he's brought us into the marvelous life. John, 1 John, so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. John 4. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, meaning the world, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So sorry. I'm going to have to. Listen, I do want to say this, that I have a whole lot more, but in closing, I want you all to remember the leftovers, because the leftovers was of Adam and Eve. Their leftovers was sin, and their sin was disobedience that put us, every generation under the sun, that has came forth, was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Their leftovers caused us to be where we are. But what is the wonderful thing about that? Jesus came, the bread of life. He came because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, those board members got together to rescue us from not only ourselves, from everything that's around us. We are the image of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Very good.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Do we have any comments for Minister Herman? Any questions? Comments?
I have a comment. I came on late, so I missed the first part, the very first part to hear what you were saying. But I have to chime in and say that yes, Jesus, apart from Jesus, we have no capability of doing anything for ourselves apart from him. And it's only when we know the word of God, we know who God is, his character, his nature, who he is. He's a covenant-keeping God. Unless we know these things and by faith believe these things, we stay in a stagnant place. We don't grow. We can't grow apart from the word of God if we don't believe it. And the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more we speak the word of God out of our mouths, that's where the growth comes. Because guess what? I believe what I'm saying. If I say something long enough, it happens, because whether it's good or bad, it can be a good word or it can be a negative word. If I'm saying it enough, I buy it. I buy into it. I always say I can talk myself into or out of anything because I say it enough with my mouth. And what the Bible says, we are snared by the words of our mouth.
By the words
of our mouth. Something long. Yeah, we speak negative long enough, it overtakes us. And I heard Minister Etna say that the thief cometh to steal and to kill and destroy. What better way than to destroy you with your own words? He can destroy you. And I said, I claim crop failure. When I say something that I know is contrary to the word, I claim crop failure on it because I know the enemy is going to use it if I don't clear it up. I enjoyed what I did here. I'm going to have to go back and hear the whole part, the very beginning of your message. But thank you so much for the word, rich word that I did hear.
Thank you for your comment. You always bring more. I love it. And, you know, just what you said about our words, words are always in motion. Words are always in motion, creating. And that's why God said, let us. And let us.
Amen.
Amen.
To call those things that be not as it is in heaven, so shall it be in
us.
Amen.
I like that. I like when you come, you just open up my mind.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
You know what?
So,
yeah, I always think of when I got saved, and I've seen people in church and be, you know, I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sunday, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I never really saw any real transformation in people. You know, they say they went to church, but their actions didn't show any of the relationship. But I was determined, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but I know where I've come from. I was determined that I was going to know the Word of God. The only way I can know Him is to know His Word. And so I make that my daily goal is to read the Word, not just to read, to recognize, to rely on the Holy Spirit to enlighten me with that word that I take in. You know, don't just take it and just let it sit. Lord, give me what is this saying? How do I apply this to my life? I'm always looking, and He gives it right back to me when I need it. He says that the Holy Spirit would come and be the teacher, and He would bring to your remembrance what you've read. If you read it, He'll bring it back. But if you haven't read it, you can't get it back, right? You can't do that. So I just learn. I read with a different approach to things. Now I look for what does this mean to me and how I can apply it to my life. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm thinking about Bishop, I believe his name is Harris. He was on Call Unto Me Ministry a couple of weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the things that he said, that we as saints can't just be audible.
We have
to be visual too.
Yeah.
You know, what I liked about that really gripped me, because a lot of us is talking loud and living now.
Yes.
Know? And I'm not talking about nobody, because I put myself.
I do. Amen. I am guilty. I think we all are at some point. Yes. I agree with you on that. You know?
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, but we have to take the word
of
God.
Any other questions? Any other questions for our speaker? Any other questions? Thank you so much, Minister. Any other comments?
Yes, I'd like to say that I enjoyed the message, Minister Herman, actually on the road and just listening. And I like what you said in terms of leftovers. You know, we often have things that we just carry with us, and that's why we're always constantly praying, you know, and asking God to forgive us for our sins, you know, commission and omission. We just don't know when we've sinned. We don't know what we've done. We see things and we don't even know that it has been connected to our lives and our spirits. So that's why we're constantly praying and asking God, you know, to forgive us for our sins.
I like
when you said that. And if we do not ask God to forgive us for our sins, then we're constantly carrying leftovers. You know, and after a while, leftovers will become spoiled. And once they become spoiled, they begin to start to stink. And after it begins to start to stink, you know, then, you know, we're heading for hell. We're heading to hell.
Yeah.
You know, so when you said that was the things that I thought about, you know, just saying that, you know, and I like the way you use that, you know, analogy in terms of leftovers from a refrigerator. You know, we always have to make sure that we're cleaning out ourselves, you know, cleaning out, you know, and God does just that when we stay close to Him in the Word. So thank you so much.
Amen.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
it. Amen. He reminded me of something. He reminded me of something that during prayer, I always ask, Lord, reveal to me the secret sins, sins that I've forgotten about. I didn't even know I had sinned. But he, in my prayer time, even if I go on and start praying about something else, he'll bring it back to my remembrance. Oh, yeah, that. He wouldn't say I'm guilty of it. He would just point it out. And then I'd be like, yeah, you are right, Lord. You are right. I was wrong about that. I mean, that's the way we keep that, that daily inspection of where we are and monitoring how we're doing. Mm-hmm. We can only know the sin, as Pastor John said. We can only know the sin when the Holy Spirit pointed out it to us. Because a lot of times we don't know it's sin. There's sin of omission and commission. Yeah. Sometimes we just don't know. Yeah, and we'd be sometimes. But once he puts his finger on it, now we have to acknowledge it and move on.
Amen.
Acknowledge it, then he forgives it, right?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
Amen.
Word.
Reverend Maddie, you always bring. I don't know what to say. That extra piece is hidden in there. You kind of sewing up the package.
Okay.
Minister Hermanmake brought us a great word with a beautiful, colorful analogy about the leftovers. Praise God. Praise God.
We know
that under the blood of Jesus,
yes.
Under the blood of Jesus, that we have his favor. When we are in Christ,
amen.
You have favor.
Amen.
You
amen.
Have favor. And that favor is available to you and me in every aspect of our lives.
Amen.
So
amen.
In our mental, you said from the mind, body, and soul. So from our mental, emotional, intellectual, our body, our physical, our physical, the physiological piece of us, and mind, body, and soul, the soul and our spirit of who we are, because we're spirit beings having a human experience.
Yes, experience. That's right.
Okay,
amen.
Having a human experience because we are made in their image. In the image of Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
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 It's
yes.
his favor
praise
that
God.
Surrounds us and shields us when we are in him.
Isn't
praise
it?
God, amen. Praise God. We have something else. Pastor Miles, you have something for us?
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is I'm going to be very upfront with it. I'm still in that leftover. Brother Pastor talked about you get the leftovers and they stay in the refrigerator and they go bad. But then all of a sudden, then it starts to stink. It's like the time, and I remember it. And
we all do.
So now I have some collard greens in the refrigerator. I left them for about 8-9 days. They look good. And I'm looking
they about
the
smell now. Good. They start to smell right about now.
and I messed around because my refrigerator's keeping. I messed around and I ate them just to and see, that's how sin can be. It can look good to you.
Yeah. Amen.
It'll tell on you. It comes back. When you were preaching, I thought about acid reflux and IBS, and irritable bowel syndrome, and all of it, right? And that's what sin does. It looks good. It's inviting, and you don't know what you get until you got it.
That's
you don't
right.
know the real inside story about what
that's
it is.
Right.
What it
that's
is
right.
and what it has for you. It's only
and it's killing
only
you all
in
the
Christ.
Time. Killing
yep.
you. Yes.
Every time.
Yep. Yes.
Every time.
Amen.
You want victory? You want victory over the leftovers, over the sin, over the hurt, the unforgiveness,
amen.
The pain,
amen.
Whatever it is. The things that you've taken to the altar and then you cry over it at the altar and then you pick it up and take it back to your seat. you know, all of that. You want to be free, you got to give it over. You have to surrender it to Christ.
Amen.
You want to be free. So we want to open the door. We want to open the doors, and I was wondering if Minister Herman, if you could give a invitation, if you could give the invitation. Oh, Pastor Miles.
Actually, give the invitation. I got some house cleaning stuff to do.
Okay. So don't leave us. If you would give an invitation, please, Minister Herman.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for this night. We thank you for all those that came online today who haven't received your gift of salvation and deliverance. But dear God, you are there. Lord, give us your arms to open wide to receive all those. You said, who shall ever will, let them come. So we thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength in you. So we ask you right now, dear God, if there's anyone on the line that don't know you, or in a backsliding condition, dear God. You in heaven, board of directors, you said, let's go down and rescue them. So, Father, as the word says, if they would believe, confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, they shall be saved. And believe in their heart, they shall be saved, dear God, because it's you that raised Jesus up from the dead. So, Lord, we're asking if there's anyone on this line, Lord, speak to their hearts, Holy Spirit, that you will open up and come in and sup with them. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Okay, love, we want to thank Mr. Herman for the message on today. If by chance some of you I've heard said they could come on. So what you can do is you can go on to Blog Talk Radio, type in the search field, We Can Begin Again. And there we have well over 400 messages that where you can review today's message, and also you can review any message in the past. Pick up the telephone, tell a friend that Blog Talk is on. Every Wednesday, it's 7 o'clock p.m., that's 6 o'clock Central, with the Clay, Dr. Suzanne Clay and her husband, Elvis Clay. And right now, we want to pray for our speaker of the hour who poured into us. Father God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, as she has poured unto us, we have poured into her. Lord, we do know once we are, we become empty. And we're asking you right now, Father, for the Holy Spirit. To fill her up right now. Let it rest within the body, Father. Touch her as you've never touched before. In Jesus Christ, may you pray for her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Back in your hands.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you. We thank you and welcome and pray for everyone that's online. We hope that you join us again next week. That you'll be here with us on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. With, next week we have Pastor Miles will be speaking. Pastor Reginald Miles will be speaking. And we look forward to hearing his message as well. Please join us. Give us a call. Give us a ring if you can. Reach out to us on Facebook and let us know if there's any prayer requests or anything that we can help you with, help you find a church in whatever your area is. We're a ministry, but it's nothing like being in a committed body of believers and receiving the word every week and being able to study the word, to be committed to a body, a church body. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you, but God loves you guys.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're still hot on our blog.
My music won't come on.
bring us to the Lord.
You think so?
Without a doubt.
Thank you.
Very good job.